Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Beitzah, Daf Tet, Amud Aleph. About to look at the first half of Mishnah Gimel, and this is the first parak of Beitzah. B'chamarim ein molichin et hasulam mishovach l'shovach. Literal translation is you may not move or walk the ladder from one dovecot to another. But you can tip it or move it from one window to the next, meaning from one dovecot to the next. Ve'tila matirin, evidently taking it from one dovecot to the next. I'm Rav Chanan Barami. Machloket b'shut harabim. So the first take is that this machloket is only if they are out in public. Ve'et shamay savri haroe omer latiach kago tzarich. Beit Shammai said that the entire issue here is one of Marita Ayin. People will see him moving the ladder and think that he's going to tar off his roof. Beit Hillel said that the fact that you're moving it to a dove coat, everybody realizes that you're going to get doves in order to slaughter them and eat them on Yom Tov, which is mutar. Aval b'shut ha'achid, if you're in a private area, divrei hakol mutar, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai would agree that it's mutar. Eini, is that the case? From Yura Marav, very famous ruling of Rav, Komakom Shasu Chachamim Emirta'in, anytime the Chachamim forbade something because of Marita'ayin, people will see and come to the wrong conclusion. Afilu b'chadrei chadrim asur, it's asur even in the most private of places, and we do not distinguish. So how could Beit Shammai permit it in private if their consideration is Marita Ayin in public? The answer is that Tanaihi, this principle of Rav, is really Machloket Tanaim. The Tanya, when you come back, this is the context, is if on Shabbat you get your clothes all wet, let's say you went through a puddle or something, or a creek, Shotchan Bechama, you can lay them out in the sun, Avalo Kenegad Ha'am, but not towards the public. I mean, you can come into your backyard and put them on the clothesline, as it were, but not in public, because the consideration would be that people would think you may have done laundry. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Osrin, they forbid it even in privacy, which means they hold this principle of Rav, that Marita Ayin is even b'chadrei chadarim, and Tanakama does not. Okay, that's version one of Rav Chanan Bar Ami's take on our Mishnah. Ikad Amri, there's another take. Amr Chanan Bar Ami, Machloket b'shut ha'achid, the dispute between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is only b'shut ha'achid. And the machloket is essentially whether or not we accept this principle that Marita Ayin extends to private areas. Aval b'shut harabim, divrei hakol asur. Everybody would agree that it's asur, which means that everybody's consideration here is Marita Ayin. It looks like you're going to fix your roof. The only question is, do we extend that to a private area? If that's the case, then leima rav damarka Beit Shammai. So is Rav then supporting Beit Shammai? Because Beit Shammai seems to be the one who says that Marita Ayin extends to the private area. The answer is Tanaihi. No, after Beit Shammai and before Rav, we have Tanaim. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon are significantly after Beit Shammai. Tanaihi Shotcham Mecham Alokin Egeram. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Osrim. And so Rav is following Rav Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Okay, next piece. Matnitin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah does not follow the record of this Tana. You know, there's different versions of the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Hillel in later generations. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Modim Beit Shammai uVeit Hillel Shmo Lechinat Asulam Mishovach Lishovach. Unlike our Mishnah, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel agree that you can walk the ladder from one dovecot to another. Lo Nechleku Elachzir. According to him, their dispute was only about returning it back to the first dovecot, which you don't need. Shabbat Shammai Omrim Ein Machzirin, because there's no purpose to it. Beit Hillel Omrim Af Machzirin, you could even return it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, B'medvar Mamurim B'sulam Shol Shovach. So Yehuda says this entire dispute is only about a ladder for a dovecote. Avusulam Shol Aliyah D'Rakol Asur. If it's a regular ladder to go up to the top floor, then everybody will agree that it's Asur. Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel will agree. Rabbi Dos Omer, Mateo Michalon Lechalon. You could tip it from one window to the next, which is what we had Beit Shammai's position in the Mishnah. Achim Amrim, Mishum Rabbi Dosa. Others have a different version of Rabbi Dosa, which is Af Medadinbo. You can walk it, kind of drag it, one step at a time. We're not clear what that means. We'll talk about it now. B'nei Rabbi Chia, here's a story. Chizkia and Yehuda, who were Rabbi Chia's sons, Nafuk Kariata, they went out to the towns. And this is a common thing that Rabbi Chia's sons and other students, the second generation after Rebbe, would go around to Israel to see what people needed, answer their questions. And so they went out to the cities. Kiato Amar Luavun, when they came back, their father, Rabbi Chia, asked them, Klum Maaseh Bali Adchem, did you have any interesting questions? Amrulo sulam bali adenu. We had a question about moving a sulam on Yom Tov. Vitarnu, when we permitted it. Amarlem tsuvi sumashi tarti. You better go back and tell them you were wrong and it's asur. Now, what's the issue? Inu savu minikam Rabbi Yehuda sulam shalali alo pligi. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda in that brayta said that there is no machloket about a sulam shal aliyah, chadadachan asamar pligi. So that implies that the first Tana holds they do disagree, and that Beit Hillel would even permit moving a sulam shal aliyah, and we're following Beit Hillel. Velohi, but they were wrong in their analysis of the Braita. Rabbi Yehuda made a Tanakama kafarish. She's not disagreeing with him. He's simply saying that Tanakama, who reports the machloket Beit Shammai and Hillel, was talking only about a sulam shal shavach, and we're all on the same page that a sulam shal aliyah is prohibited. How do I know that? Because the Braita and the Mishnah talk about taking it from one dovecote to another, so it must be a dovecote ladder and not a regular aliyah ladder. It should not have said you walk it from one dovecote to the next. It should have said you can take the ladder to the dovecote, meaning because that's not where it was to start with. It must mean that Tanakama meant to say that the only issue under discussion is a sulam shel shavach, and a sulam shel aliyah is not even under discussion. Everybody agrees it's forbidden, and that's why Rabbi Chiya told his sons to go back and forbid that which they had permitted. V'idach, so how did they respond, or what did they think? Miktani sulam shel shavach. It doesn't say a sulam shel shavach, mishavach l'shavach tani. It says from a shavach to a shavach, filachama shavachin, even to several different dovecotes, which means it could be a regular ladder for an aliyah, and nonetheless it would be permitted, and therefore it's not clear from the Braita that the only kind of ladder under discussion is a ladder for the dovecote. Ikadamri, Amrulo, the other version is that when they came back, they told Rabbi Chiya, he asked them, did you have any interesting questions? They said, Hitui sulam shal aliyah baliyadenu. We were asked about tipping or moving a sulam shal aliyah, vitarnu, when we permitted it. Either way, the story is consistent. He told them to go back and forbid that which they had permitted and tell the people that they were wrong. What was the reasoning? We figured as follows. That which Tanakama forbade, Rabbi Dosa permitted. And evidently, Rabbi Dosa and Tanakama disagreed about what Beit Hillel were permitting. And so they followed Rabbi Dosa's lead that you could tip it from one place to another, and that was sulam shel aliyah. Velohi, that's not the case. Maida kashari Tanakama kaas Rabbi Dosa. Really, what happened was that we're talking about sulam shel shavach, and Tanakama permitted to move it, and Rabbi Dosa said, no, you may only drag it a little bit or walk it over, but you can't pick it up and move it. And that's why they had to go and correct their psak. Okay, the second part, clause in our first half of the Mishnah said, you can tip it from one window to the next. Now, we're going to see a whole series of challenges to this idea, and in every one of them, Rabbi Yochanan is going to take the position of Mukhlefet Hashita. So when we get to the first example, I'll explain what that means, and the Machloket, we shouldn't even know how to understand it. What do we see from our Mishnah? That when it comes to Simchat Yom Tov, because you're going to get doves from the dovecote in order to eat them on Yom Tov. So Beit Shammai l'chum eitel l'kula. Beit Shammai are more machmir and aren't as expansive in allowing things for Simchat Yom Tov, because they say you can only tip the ladder and you can't walk it over to another dovecote. Or I mean he, and we have a challenge. And the previous Mishnah, we already analyzed, but Shammai say that you may slaughter a chayava of, and then you can go and dig dirt and cover up the dam. But he'll say, you may not shecht unless you already had a far muchan. So that means that Beit Shammai seems to be more lenient when it comes to Simchat Yom Tov and more expansive when it comes to allowing things that will allow you to eat meat on Yom Tov. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mukhlefet Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan says, switch the positions. There's Machloket Rashi Tosfot about what this means. Does it mean switch the positions in our Mishnah and that Beit Shammai is the one who's more lenient and allows you to move the ladder? Or does it mean Mukhlefet Hashita in the previous Mishnah about the dirt and covering up the dam? And so the recommended way to see it would be, and we'll see why, is that Rabbi Yochanan suggesting Mukhlefet Hashita in the case, well, the truth is that we could look at it either way, because Rabbi Yochanan's position is being stated independently about each one of these problems. So the question is, which one are we switching? So now, we're, in every case, our comeback in Bavel is going to be Mimai. Who said you have to switch the positions? Maybe everybody's consistent. Dilmad kamokar Beit Shammai hatam. Perhaps Beit Shammai's position there about the dirt is alahecha dika dekarnaoutz. It's only when you have, as we saw in our analysis of it, the shovel already stuck in the ground, or a frumuchan, etc. Hechel alahecha dekarnaoutz lom. They wouldn't allow it in that case. And Beit Shammai does have some red lines when it comes to Simchat Yom Tov. Ve'inami ad kamokar Beit Hillel hachad l'shavachom uchiyahalav. And Beit Hillel is only leaning to because the very fact you're moving it to a dovecote proves that you're not coming to fix your roof. Haval hatam lo. But without that proof, they wouldn't allow it, which means Beit Hillel is being consistent, and they don't have an inherent kula or chumra position, but just they take into consideration that, yes, we'd like to encourage Simchat Yom Tov, but not when it's going to cross over our red line. Ela'ikasha ha'kasha. So what we're now saying is that Rabbi Yochanan probably didn't say Mukhlefet Ashita about that particular problem, because there's a way to explain that problem without having to do something that we do not like to do, which is to say that our record of the Mishnah is wrong. So it must have been this problem that he responded to. In the next Mishnah, we're going to see that you're not allowed, the next half of Mishnah Gimel, that you're not allowed, that Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to take doves unless you went up to the dovecote beforehand on Erev Yom Tov and physically identified the birds you were going to take so as to make them muchan. And you could take them on Yom Tov. Beit Hillel can just say, you just can go up there and point to them. You don't have to physically pick them up. You just point to them. Same conclusion. Beit Shammai are more stringent when it comes to allowing things which will enable Simchat Yom Tov. Beit Hillel are more lenient. Armini, Shochet Chayav Op Yom Tov, etc. And then the end of Mishnah Bet. And again, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechlefet Hashita. The Dumalohi, and then we come back and say, no, there's no need to do that. Again, like we saw, we're going to see this answer over and over. Inami, the answer that we're concerned with in analyzing is, of course, the one that's unique to this new challenge. Beit Hillel says the whole problem with taking a dove on Yom Tov that you didn't designate was its muktzah. The minute you go up there and point to him and say, I'm going to take those two, those three, that's all you need. So in other words, Beit Hillel has an approach to muktzah, and that is just any sort of identification is good enough. So Rabbi Yochanan must have been bothered by the following problem. In the next Mishnah, you're not allowed to pick up a grinder, the katsev alav basar, even for a permitted use, which is to cut meat on it, on Yom Tov. Everything that we've seen. And Mimai, Domalohi ad Kamalokome Chame Haltavalahechadika Dekarna Utsu, Hechadika Dekarna Utslo, same as we've seen. Inami, let's go to the Eli ad Kamalokome Tilo Hacha Eladika Torat Kleolab. Beit Hillel perhaps only allow it because an Eli is a Kli, and a Kli you're allowed to move on Yom Tov. And this is a Kli Shemalachto Leisur that you're moving for a purpose of Heter. Haval hatam lo, dirt is not a clay, therefore you can't move it unless you had prepared dirt. Eliikash akash, Rabbi Yochanan must have been bothered by this problem. In the later mission in our paragraph, you're not allowed to put a pelt down before the guy who stamps on it. You can't pick it up unless there's still a gazite of meat on the pelt that would justify picking it up. Same thing, Beit Shammai seem to be lechumra. Rabbi Yochanan said switch the approaches, meaning either in Mishnah Bet or in the Mishnah about the pelt, we have the positions backwards. And then we say, Beit Hillel perhaps only allow picking up the pelt because you could lie on it. So as a permissible use on Yom Tov, hatam lo, without the dirt being set aside, it's no good. Elika Shahakash, Rabbi Yochanan must have been bothered by this problem. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Mesalkin Et HaTrisin B'Yom Tov. When you have a store that has the blocks in front of it, sort of like the shade of the window that seal off, that guard the door, you can't remove them on Yom Tov. And Beit Hillel Matirin. And of course, removing them would mean that you could get into the store and you could get some food and take it pahakafa, etc. They say you could even take it off and put it back. Etc. Same problem. We already know how to answer that. Again, when it comes to the dirt, it's only because the shovel's already in the ground and you've already designated the dirt for covering the dam. But here we have a different problem, which is that you are essentially constructing and deconstructing the window shade. Elevate Hillel, but Hillel's got a difficulty. This is where Rabbi Yochanan said one of these two Mishnayot is backwards. And then we answered, no. Maybe the machloka b'cham beit Hillel is a different one. Whether or not binyan and stira, construction and deconstruction, applies to kelim like the trees or not. And since beit Hillel says it doesn't, there's no problem with opening or closing the window shade or taking it apart. And beit Shammai, who says yesh binyan mekelim, would say there's a problem. Aval hatam lo. But you can't apply that to the issue of muktzah with the dirt when you didn't prepare the dirt in advance. Beit Hillel would not allow it. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the second half of Mishnah Gimel that continues to discuss the issue of taking the doves. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.